Taz drove me to campus in his truck. He seemed to be aware of everything around him. I was kind of fascinated that I hadn't noticed before his synchronized glances in the side and rearview mirror. I wondered if that was some sort of built-in behavior that now second nature to him being in the bureau. Slate was the same way.
"So, are we being tailed?"
I joked. He looked over at me, his sunglasses preventing me from seeing his sexy green eyes or reading his expression for that matter.
"Make jokes if you want, but it damn sure wouldn't hurt you to develop some behavioral instincts. You aren't always going to have your warrior-wart stepfather around."
"What exactly is that supposed to mean?"
"What it means, baby girl, is that no matter how you're related to Slate, I wouldn't be here unless he thought I needed to be. Slate doesn't operate on emotions. He operates on instinct and intel. Something is telling him things aren't right here, and there's more to the story that likely involves previous intel that he's received."
Now, Taz was just plain frightening me. What did he know?
"Do you know something that you're not telling me?"
"There are plenty of things I don't tell you. Some of them are personal, and some are privileged, which I'm not at liberty to divulge."
"Well, how about we start with the personal stuff then, since you have no such restrictions preventing you to share?"
"Okay. For starters, how well do you know this Kaiser dude?"
"I know Kaiser from school. We were in some classes together last semester. He's always been friendly to me. We were in a study group together and had a lunch a few times before my car was towed away. Being the nice and caring person that he is, he chauffeured me around for the last week of school before winter break."
"Okay, and how did he know you needed rides to and from school?"
"He saw me get out of a cab on campus the morning after my car was towed. Darcy and Jill didn't have classes that early, so I took a cab. He asked me if my car had broken down, and I simply told him it was out of commission for several days. He made the offer. I accepted."
"Okay, and just like that, you have total trust in him and basically are acting like you're ready to serve your pussy up to him on a silver platter."
"Don't be crude, Taz."
He gave me a genuine laugh, shaking his head.
Don't be crude? Jesus Christ, dude's toes are going to curl when he hears how crudely you talk when you're getting your nut.
He continued laughing, and it royally pissed me off.
"That stuff is private. We shouldn't even be discussing it. It's got no bearing on whatever point you're trying to make with me at the moment."
"Okay, Miss Prim and Proper, you want a point? I'm going to give you one. First off, Kaiser started being a more integral part of your social circle the day after your car was broken into. Secondly, his interest in you has ramped up fairly quickly since that time, for someone who isn't getting pussy, unless, of course, that has changed."
He was looking over at me now, expecting me to confirm or deny.
"Jesus Christ! I saw him for the first time since the holidays just yesterday. What the hell? Do you think we were humping in his car before he walked me up to my door?"
My eyes were bugging out at him. I was that pissed by his assumption that somehow our little training sessions had rendered me a skank.
"Keep your eyes in your sockets," he remarked. "I'm simply pointing out the facts. Let's not forget how generous he was in offering up his daddy's private jet in order to get your grandmother up to you on Christmas Eve."
I crossed my arms, giving him the benefit of no response. He continued on, as if not noticing my distaste for where he was taking this.
"Let's talk about the roses being delivered yesterday. Whoever sent those or commissioned them to be dropped off knew you'd be coming back to your apartment that day. They were fresh. They were delivered just 2 hours before you got to the apartment."
"How do you know that?"
"It's my job to know these things. It's what I do.